feeling good. Maybe they get off that way, although the posture can't result in a baby panda. Mei Zhang flat as half-melted snow during this one fertile day per year, rump too low for Tian Tian's access, so he climbs up her foothills and stands on her back, triumphant. Sexually inventive zoologists built a platform in the bear's favorite candlelit bamboo grove, hoping she'd trip and land at an inviting angle, and, holy romance, she did. But chivalrous Tian Tian lifted her, she pancaked alluringly, and he posed on her back again. The keepers sighed like spring wind through pine needles. All the keepers, yours and mine, are sighing. Today, on PandaCam 1, a two-tone sleeper in a dim enclosure. Nose almost touches knees. Belly rises, belly sinks. A midnight paw twitches like my own hand on the pillow. Click a link and see the other half reclined against a painted backdrop of mountains. He or she gnaws at leafy shoots, thinking of obduracy and desire. There are many pleasures, most of them stupid. Fullness, oblivion, the view from another animal's shoulders or low down in the dew, where every furry particle yields to gravity's persistence, gives up, gives out, gives in.